A cold front is ushering in wet, chilly conditions across much of the state.
Winter's on its way.
The Alaska Department of Transportation reported 3 inches of snow and dead horse earlier this afternoon. National Weather Service meteorologist Scott Berg in Fairbanks is tracking the system sweeping in from the northwest.
And that's going to move through the state, and with it, it's going to bring some showers and even some snow up north.
Snow is expected in the northern Brooks Range and North Slope through today. It will remain rain to the south, but a seasonal wake-up call. The first widespread frost is expected across the interior as skies clear tonight and early on Saturday.
Probably going to see a pretty hard frost just about everywhere north of the Alaska Range. Up near the Brooks Range will be the coldest area, but around Fairbanks, we can expect temperatures down around freezing and even into the 20s in our colder spots.
For much of South Central Alaska, temperatures on Sunday morning are expected to be in the 30s. In the northern Susitna Valley, temperatures could dip into the 20s. Berg expects the cool down to continue into next week.
We're getting to that time of the year. We're going to keep the cool air around. We might see it warm just a little bit, but then we have another front that's going to work its way in through the weekend that's going to bring some even colder air down, so kind of reinforce the cooler air that's already here. Anticipation is that we could see probably some more frost over the next several days beyond that.
Decreasing daylight contributes to the cooling. Fairbanks is losing more than 6 minutes of light a day, and Anchorage is losing more than 5 minutes a day.